Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
When I was growing up, I think my parents expected me to graduate from high school, move away to college, and probably never come home. That's just not what you're seeing today.
You know, we try to instill all the good things in him for him to grow up and have morals and to be something.
You've got people coming in all the time saying, hey, I'm trying to learn how to parent my adult children, and that almost sounds like an oxymoron.
It's an entirely different kind of flying altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. You know, you can become a fan of Homeward on Facebook. You can become a fan of APU on Facebook. And when you do, it gives you access to all sorts of other things. Like, for example, if you go to APU's Facebook, you get to watch videos from on campus. You can learn about upcoming events. You can read the current students' experiences. It's really easy to do. Go to facebook.com and then either /Azusa Pacific for the APU site or /Homeward, and you can find us there as well. But to encourage you to check us out on social media, because this is a great way to stay involved. And speaking of social media and staying involved, during the next half hour, we're going to get into the first of a two-part conversation with speaker and author Nancy Williams, talking about building a great relationship with your adult children. We hear from more and more parents who write to us at Homeward saying, my 23-year-old just graduated. She's back at home because of student loan debt. I don't know how to handle this situation. This program is designed to help you. And if you need any more resources, go to homeward.com. We've got scads of them for you available, many of them without cost or further obligation at homeward.com. Now with part one of today's program, here's Jim.
Welcome to Homeward. I'm Jim Burns. Very excited about today's program. We're talking about building a great relationship with your adult children. We've wanted to have this program on for a long time. Nancy Williams is with us. She's a popular speaker and author of the book, Keeping Your Balance, Finding Your Way. But today we're going to be talking about secrets to parenting your adult child. Roger and I are going to be listening in because we have adult children living in our home. And anyway, we're very excited to have Nancy with us. Great
Thank
to have you,
you
with us.
I'm excited to be here with you.
Counselor, life coach, lives with your husband in beautiful Central Texas. It's a beautiful area.
I love it. Outside of Austin, gorgeous Texas Hill Country.
It is a beautiful, beautiful place. Well, you know, you have my attention. We were talking before the broadcast that we have three daughters, and at least all three of them for today are living in our home. One's trying to move out. All just graduated from college, more or less. And so they're at home. In fact, where it started was at Heidi, my youngest. She graduated just last June. And the speaker said 80% of you graduates will be moving back home within the next 2 years. And there was a groan, not from the kids, but from the parents. Are you seeing more and more adult children living at home, Nancy?
I do. In fact, my own two boys came back home during their college years at times, and then after they graduated from college for a while. One was going to medical school, and he had a break in between, and the other came home just to kind of collect his thoughts and get geared up to move on and do what he wanted to do. And I'm seeing more and more with children. It's, some just aren't ready emotionally, and some aren't ready financially to be out on their own.
Yeah, so many are saying, well, it is emotional and financial. You know, when I was growing up, I think my parents expected me to graduate from high school, move away to college, and probably never come home. But again, that's just not what you're seeing today, especially even in your practice. You've got people coming in all the time saying, hey, I'm trying to learn how to parent my adult children, and that almost sounds like an oxymoron.
That's right. And with so many community colleges springing up, so many children now are staying home for their first couple years of college, at least to get those basics out of the way. So we have a group of college students living at home. Then we have those that come in after college and those that maybe aren't ready to go to college yet that are still floundering a little bit and trying to find a sense of direction. And they're in that in-between stage that they're not ready to be out, but yet they're out of high school and there's that lull run in there that's a challenging time.
Well, you know, it's a hard time for kids. But it's also a hard time for parents because, you know, parents will come to me often. I do parenting seminars, seems like most every week. And, you know, they'll come to me and say, you know, I'm not having trouble with my 15-year-old. It's my 21-year-old who is having problems with curfew, is having problems, you know, living under our roof because we have these certain rules. I mean, what do you say to the parent who says, you know, I'm not really sure how to even do this. Now that they're 21, they say they're adults, but they're not living or acting like an adult.
It's a confusing time, I think, for so many of us that grew up and left home and went off on their way. We didn't experience that ourselves. So now when we have our own children in that age, we're not quite sure what to do with this in between, this transition time for them. And what kind of rules do you have? I mean, they're legally adults. You know, the law considers them adults, and we want them to be independent, and we encourage that. And yet when they go off and make choices about how late they want to stay out or what they want to do or where they want to work or who they're dating, then we panic because we're concerned about those choices. And it's a confusing time for all,
well,
for
it is,
kids
it,
as well as parents.
It, I mean, it is confusing, but what do you do when somebody says, okay, here, you know, I sit with my kids and say, look, at here is the rules of the home. And then they want to push the boundary. Do I have a right as a parent to do that, even though they're adults, but they're living under my roof?
I believe that we have the right to establish what's going to go on in our home for anybody that lives in our home, be it our kids or people that visit. That's our place as a husband and wife, as homeowners, as a single parent, whoever it is. But I think you touched on something that's real key. You said you sat down and talked with your kids. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a critical step that we communicate with our children, adult to adult. Say, okay, here we all are. I know we had to do that with our boys when they came back home, particularly after one came on after graduating from college. We said, okay, you're an adult and we are too, but let's talk about how we're going to do this together and what's reasonable to expect. Here's our concerns. Here's our desires. Can you live with that? If so, then we can help you out by being here. So that dialogue is real key, and that's where I think parents struggle sometimes, but that's a critical piece.
And it's one of the phrases that I use, and it sounds like you're saying the same thing, is I'll say to the parents when they have adult children living at home, establish expectations and create some boundaries that you that and you got to give because these kids are older and whatnot. But at the same time, if the kids know what the expectations are, then it's going to be easier. And I'm saying kids, they're really young adults, but you know, they're going to know what to expect. But if you don't do that, then it seems like you're going to keep bumping into each other.
It is real confusing because some children don't intend to disobey or be disrespectful.
Right.
They just don't know what you're expecting from them. And also, I think we have to realize that each child is different. You know, they may be similar in appearance. They may wear the same kind of clothes or share the car or have some things in common. But they also have some differences in how they look, and they have some differences in how they mature.
Right.
And we need to treat each one differently, and what expectations might work for one may not necessarily work for the other. It's a difficult place for a parent, but it's real critical that we treat them and recognize the phrase I use in my book, one size doesn't fit all.
Well, and that's important. It's interesting. It's not just important for building a great relationship with adult children. It's for all children in some ways. Boy, did we learn that. You know, I mean, here are these three kids who come out of the same chute and they, you know, are in the same family structure, but they all have different personalities and different ways of looking at things. You have a phrase, and I love the phrase. You said, being their coach without taking charge, speaking of the adult child. And again, not just an adult child who's living at home, but it could be an adult child who's married and away, but you're still the parent, so you're being their coach without taking charge. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. I'm a life coach by profession, and so I've helped parents, a number of parents, learn how to coach their children, not being behind them, pushing them, or in front, pulling them in a certain direction, but to come alongside them, to give your insight, to give your information, to offer resources for them to consider and to help them identify the goals they want to set, and then help them discover how to reach their own goals. But to recognize that it's their life, it's their choices, they're responsible for them, they're in charge of their life, and our role is to come alongside, to be their cheerleader, encourage them, and to help them sort through their struggles, but not to take charge. And it's difficult, but it's really key.
I mean, it's not easy. When you see your adult child making some very unwise decisions, you want to jump in.
Sure you do.
I have a very good friend, and you may actually know him from your work. His name is Dr. David Stoop, and we have him here on the broadcast, and he's been a real mentor in my life for 100 years, it seems like. I shouldn't say that. It makes Dave sound old. But one time I was talking to him about my oldest daughter, and I said this. I said, it's hard to make the transition and to parenting her, and he said, that's your problem. You're still trying to parent her, when really what you need to be doing is coaching her. And actually almost asking permission. Christy, do you mind if I talk to you about finances or I ask you some questions about this or that? If she invites you in, great. And if she doesn't, you know, you just kind of keep it to yourself.
That's a great tool to ask for permission to share that. I have some information. Would you like for me to pass that along to you? Right. I have some concerns I'd like to share with you. Are you comfortable with that? You know, I have some things I'd like to pass along, or I'd like to help you. Tell me what you're looking for from me. Coaches use those kind of phrases. In fact, I have a lot of coaching phrases in my book in some particular chapters to help parents, because we don't know the verbiage a lot of times to know how to come across it. Doesn't sound like too directive, but doesn't sound too passive either. You know, what do we do with all our life experiences? We've learned so much, and we want to help our kids without rescuing them, you know, without letting them flounder. Right. And there are ways to do that. And I think coaching is a beautiful tool to use and a great approach that's very effective.
No, I agree with you. The book is called Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child. I've read it word for word. It's a great book. Nancy Williams, the author, and our guest today, as we talk about building a great relationship with your adult children. Yes, it can be done. And if you've got younger kids, it's right around the corner, believe me. Great to have Nancy with us. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
And today here on the Homeward Broadcast, if you're just joining us, this theme of building a great relationship with your adult children, it's becoming more and more common, of course, as the kids are boomeranging back around. And, you know, you thought, okay, great, they're 18. We sent them off to college. Isn't this going to be wonderful? And they graduate from college and come right back around. The unemployment rate for college graduates in their mid-20s is very, very high right now. And also there's some emotional issues, too. Chap Clark at the books at Fuller Seminary identifying that the 23-year-old of today is probably on the same maturity level as the 17-year-old. Of our generation. Those are things that we as parents, we have to acknowledge. We can't really correct those behaviors necessarily, but we can learn how to parent our kids so we can set some boundaries with them. Nancy Williams has written an outstanding book on this topic. If you want to learn more about that, go to homeward.com. Also, Jim's book, Jim Burns' book, Teenology, The Art of Raising Great Teenagers. You can start laying the foundation for a good relationship with your kids when they're adults by having a great relationship when they're teens. And if you'd like ordering information for Teenology, just go to homeward.com.
I'm Jim Burns with today's Homeward Snapshot.
Your four-year-old daughter said that? To your face?
My mom raised seven of us, and I don't think we ever were as disrespectful to her as Jenna was to me this morning.
And you've got two teenagers at home, too.
Yeah, and they're not much better.
Mary, I am so sorry.
Well, don't be, Lee. You know why? Because I don't even care anymore.
Maybe you're living with an out-of-control teenager or an unruly toddler. Well, regardless of your situation, I want to challenge you to keep believing in your kids and to hang in there with them. Many kids suffer from a poor self-image, and that may be a source of your frustration with your child. That's why it's important for you to keep on affirming them, keep on praising them, keep on believing in the person they can become. It's been said that the difference between a child making it in life and not making it is just one adult who unconditionally believes in them. I'm Jim Burns from Homeward, challenging you to be that adult in the life of your kids. Welcome back. I'm Jim Burns. A very good conversation today with Nancy Williams. Building a great relationship with your adult children, as Roger just mentioned. Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child. The book is absolutely brand new. It is just out, and I highly recommend it. Nancy Williams done a great job with this. And again, as I mentioned, you know, my kids have been living at home, and they're adult children now in their 20s, and we're learning all kinds of things. Nancy, I wanted to get right to a word that you talk about in your book, disappointment. You know, I meet a lot of parents who are disappointed in many things. They're disappointed in the spouse that their kid chose. They're disappointed in some of the decisions that their kids made. They're disappointed that their kids aren't living a life of faith like they used to when they were in high school. They're disappointed that, you know, the kids are experimenting with drugs or alcohol or whatever it may be. And sometimes even kids are also disappointed, these adult kids, if you would, are disappointed in how their parents are. So there's a lot of disappointment. How do you deal with the disappointment of life in the midst of trying to still, you know, raise adult children?
It's a real challenge for parents. As no matter how we raised our children and what we've taught them, we've also encouraged them to make choices on their own and be independent. So they are going to think for themselves and make choices we don't agree with. And some of those we just need to let go of. We just need to close one eye and go on and not let that get in the way. And we need to keep our mouth shut about that and not comment on it. But there's some times when we do need to express a concern. Some of those disappointments are serious. You know, some of them bring concerns for us about our children, you know, and some just break our hearts, right. You know. And I think, first of all, we need to work through our own emotions. We need to pray about that. Maybe we need to seek some counseling help to work through the emotions so we don't just pour out all that emotion on our children. Right. Then we need to find a way to talk with them in a way that's respectful and honest, that's not judgmental or critical, but that shares our heart, that shares our concerns without slamming the door on the relationship. That's the thing I'm most concerned about, that we let our anger or our hurt just prompt us to walk away and we wash our hands, leaving our children hanging and leaving a void in our hearts that sometimes doesn't get filled back again.
So what do you do in a situation when you disagree with your kid isn't living at home, but they're making some very unwise lifestyle choices? How do you get the point across that you have, you know, great concern with your kids without, you know, breaking their spirit, but yet at the same time, you want to get this across to them?
I think the first thing you do is tell your children that you have a concern, you'd like to talk with them, and would they be open to talking with you? And if that door is open, then you can pursue that. If not, then you might want to write them a letter. You know, as you certainly want to pray ahead of time, and like I said, work through some initial emotions so you're not just giving them this flood of things coming at them. You know, that you're not critical and judgmental. You know, what is your goal? Is your goal to find fault with them, or is your goal to express your concern and help them understand where you're coming from and perhaps try and understand where they, you know, made the choices they did and what prompted that in them? Sometimes there's just misunderstanding on our part or theirs, and a great, healthy, respectful conversation can clear that air. Yeah. Sometimes it ends in an agreement to disagree and say, how can we move on in our relationship and protect what we have and not let that be destroyed, and just accept that we have differences in views, differences in approaches to things, and how can we work around those differences and not let the differences destroy our relationship? And it does take some conversation, careful, respectful, honest, and open.
I feel like we're with our counselor today, Roger. This is wonderful. Nancy Williams, life coach and counselor in this particular area. A great book, by the way, Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child. Nancy, I want to play some case studies with you, because I think some of our listeners are going, I wish I could be talking to Nancy right now. Here Jim is. But I'm thinking of a conversation I had this week. We were talking with a couple, Kathy and I were talking with a couple who are so disappointed because their son is marrying a woman who is not a believer, and they are Christians. They're living together right now. They think that she may be pregnant, and they're not open to getting married, you know, like right now. And they're just not sure how to work on this relationship, because they really don't want to put this woman in the circle of trust, but yet at the same time, they don't want to, you know, abandon the relationship. You know, in something like that, you know, what advice would you give to that couple?
I think parents have to come to the place of accepting that their child's choices are their child's choices, and we cannot tell our children what they can't do. We like to think we can, and sometimes we try, but ultimately it's our child's choice. And if we want to maintain that relationship with our child, we have to come to some place of accepting their choices. And accepting is not liking. Accepting is not agreeing with. Yeah. Accepting is saying, this is your choice. I understand it. I may disagree with it, and I'm disappointed that you made that choice, but it is your choice, and I respect your right to make the choices you believe are right for you. And I have to learn to work with that. That takes a lot of time. And it does take those parents having to work through their emotions and their grieving. I think that's one of the things that parents need to recognize. When your children make choices that disappoint you, your heart breaks and you grieve. Right. So you have to be patient with yourself. You have to work through your grief feelings, find ways to process that, someone to help you work through your grief so you don't let your grief control you.
Yeah. And it even affects a marriage, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
When you see a child going the wrong way, a lot of times that's when marriages get in trouble, because they have been, you know, focusing on this troubled child or whatever.
Yes. And one wants to rescue, right, or the other's angry and one's sad and we have our own emotions. So if there's a husband and wife together, you do need to sit together and allow yourself to vent those feelings and work through them and say, what can we do that helps maintain a relationship as a family and maintain that ties that bind us.
Yeah.
How can we express love? And sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is pray for your child, you know, and let your child know that while you disagree with them, you love them and you respect them and you'll do what you can without compromising your own beliefs. It doesn't mean you say you agree with things if you don't, but we can be respectful. And sometimes that means being quiet. Our children grew up with us and they know our values. They know our beliefs. You know, without you having to tell them, they know if you don't like something, we don't have to throw it in their face.
Yeah.
You know, but I think we can communicate that in a respectful way that they know that. But a lot of times when parents take that role and they're careful and prayerful and respectful, it gives that child an opportunity to think about what the choice they're making. Sometimes if we blast them, they get defensive and then we've lost any communication with them. But if we can maintain that respect, sometimes they step back and they themselves may end up coming to the place that we wanted them to come to, not because we've pushed or pulled them, but we've given them the space and we've given them respect.
Yeah.
And we've prayed that God would just, you know, quicken their heart a little bit and give them wisdom to make healthy choices.
I know somebody who is listening today needed to hear that it's tough, but to accept, not necessarily approve, but to accept, keep the relationship going, because you never know how God is going to be working in their life. It's fascinating. During a season with one of our daughters, who actually went to Azusa Pacific, where we're at today, here on the Azusa Pacific campus here in this studio, and she had some bumps in the road. And Kathy and I put a little, actually it's a worship song, but it became a prayer, and it was about breakthrough. And it's a wonderful, wonderful worship song on breakthrough and asking God to break through. And we realized that there was a season that all we could do was pray for a breakthrough and keep the relationship. And you know what? Today, she works at Homeward, and she's doing great and glorious things. She's been a missionary after she graduated and has just come back living in our house. But it was that prayer. And I appreciate you so much mentioning that. Now, we don't have much time left, but on a spiritual level, if your kids are not doing well, you can pray for them. What else can you do when it comes to kind of involving the spiritual life with them?
Certainly praying for them. Certainly sharing how God has worked in your life, not in a preaching type room, not look at what God has done for me, but to share with them perhaps difficulties you've faced in your life and how God has seen you through. Maybe tough times times when you've missed the mark and how you've picked yourself up and how you've worked through those times. And it is in developing a spirit of hopefulness and hopefulness in your own life and hopefulness and putting that hope, that assurance, that belief that God is in control and He is there to guide and He is there to protect and direct. You know, and as we communicate that, again, not preaching in their face, but a lot of times the best preaching, if you will, that we can do is by living a life that's respectful and honest and open and loving as God would love us unconditionally, to love our kids unconditionally, and we can love them through some difficult times and get them on the other side of that.
That's great. Great advice. Nancy Williams, thank you for being with us. It's a great book, Secrets to Parenting Your Adult Child. You got to come back because we have a lot more questions.
I'd love to do that.
Great. You know, I was thinking of the scripture, Roger, when Nancy was talking, walk in the light as He is in the light. And a lot of times I think what we're called to do as parents is literally, you know, be a role model and walk in the light. And even if our kids are straying, they will come back toward the light. And it may not happen in our timing, but our pastor always says, you know, God's never too early, but He's never too late. And sometimes I think He's late because that's my hang up. But again, the word for the day would be to do the best you can, accept them, and then not necessarily approve them, but accept them and don't break the relationship. Way too many people get too upset and too angry about it. And they may need some, you know, as parents, we may need some counseling as well.
That's a good thought, and it's good input for us as parents here on, listening on the Homeward broadcast. If you are the parent of an adult child and you're looking for a way to build a great relationship with your adult children, we recommend today's program. This is part one of a two-part conversation with author Nancy Williams, and you'll hear part two on the next edition of the broadcast. If you podcast with us, you've already got that, and I'll have information on that in just a moment. Jim, this theme of building a great relationship with your adult kids, money is a big issue there, and that's a conversation we can start having with kids when we're younger. We've got some resources to talk about that.
Well, you're right. You know, many parents have the talk with their kids about the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse or sex and sexuality.
Yeah.
But when it comes to money, that's one area that sometimes we parents miss altogether.
Mm.
And we sort of just breeze over that. And yet it's so critical for so many families. Well, many kids only think about money when they need some.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But that's why I'm excited about this brand new group of tip sheets that we've created to help parents and kids in this particular area, stewardship. As parents, we need to be intentional about teaching our kids about stewardship, and then we need the consistency to teach them how to live these principles out, both in our lives and in their lives.
Yeah.
These new tip sheets are designed to be conversation starters that you can use with your kids about crucial topics like savings, spending, investing, and even giving.
Yeah, these are great tip sheets, and our thanks again to Rod Emery and the staff at Steadfast Companies. They're a real estate investment trust company. That's their stock and trade, but they have a heart for ministry, and they have partnered with us to provide these new tip sheets that help you teach your kids about money. And even if your kids are in high school or college, you can walk through them. They're designed for younger kids, but get a hold of these things. Go to homeward.com, hit the articles and media section, and then where you come up on the keyword search, it says get answers, write in the word steadfast, STEADFAST, and these tip sheets will come up. You can read them, download them, print them out, do whatever you want with them. They're yours as our gift to you. When you go to homeward.com, keyword steadfast. And now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward, where parents get real answers. No, I mean it, real answers. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.